This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Oregon Ducks, they have clinched a spot in the Big Ten championship game, believe it or not. That is the result of winning against the Wisconsin Badgers last night. But my God, they made it interesting and made it nerve-wracking the entire time, too. Wisconsin coming off of a bye week, which I just realized this morning. So keep that in mind, is that they were coming in full of piss and vinegar, rested, ready to go. They knew that their bowl eligibility is very much still up in the air as far as who Wisconsin still has to play. I don't know if they have two games or one game. I mean, they're 5-5, I want to believe now. Yeah, they got Nebraska and Minnesota next. So Wisconsin fighting for their bowl eligible lives. I want to say it's 23 straight seasons that Wisconsin has gone to a bowl game. So you got an extremely motivated Wisconsin Badgers team last night. Oregon traveling into Camp Randall for the first time as a Big Ten member. Night game at Camp Randall.
Big Ten game of the week.
And I'm not just saying this to be, you know, try and seem like, oh, I had a feeling all along. But as I'm driving to the bar I was going to watch the game at, and this is what happens, you know, every so often where you get closer to the game and you're just like, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm not feeling good about this. There was just something where I was like, here we are late in the season, Oregon Ducks having an unbelievable season, 10-0. And now we're going to go and play a 5-4 Wisconsin team that has nothing to lose in Camp Randall. It was giving me Arizona State late season game vibes where Oregon would go and trip up against one of those teams. And so maybe 10, 15 minutes before kickoff, I'm just like, I don't know about this. I got some weird vibes. I got some weird vibes on this one. Because also, this happens too. The last time I remember this happening was when they were playing Utah in Pac-12 championship game a couple years ago, where the matchup is set obviously earlier in the week, and you're like, oh no, I like our chances. I like how
should beat them, no problem.
Yeah,
right?
Should be good. You know, I mean, earlier in the week when the spread came out, I was like 14. I was like, Ducks covered. Ducks covered. No problem.
I wanted to hammer that with the house I don't own. Thank God I couldn't.
And then as we just got closer, and right before I'm like, this is, I feel uncomfortable for some reason. I don't know why. And boy, that came to fruition last night with a 16-13 win by the Oregon Ducks over Wisconsin, barely getting out of there with a win.
So I asked,
like I said before we went to break, Pepper needs new shorts.
Man, I asked the question about drinking earlier, and not to say that I was necessarily drinking because I wasn't drinking yesterday, but the edibles, the chewables were definitely definitely
hopefully
being
they kicked in and it kicked in.
It kicked in just in time because they end up pulling it out. But I saw a team that was just, I don't want to say cocky because I'm not sure, but I saw a team that just didn't feel like this game was as important. If you think about where the Oregon Ducks have been, this has been the toughest year that they've, in my opinion, that they maybe ever had, as far as the schedule in front of them and the teams that they have to play. You know, they've never had to play Ohio State and Michigan in the same year.
Like, yeah,
that's number one. Like, granted, they'll play Penn State, you know, later on for the Big Ten championship. Will they not?
Well, no, they will not.
No,
Penn State. It's going to be either Indiana or Ohio.
Indiana
State.
Or Ohio State. So again, they play Indiana, who's also undefeated right now, correct?
Indiana, yeah, the fighting Kurt Cignetti's.
So
just
that'll
got a
be
big extension. Yes, he did.
That'll be another top 15, you know, matchup, you know, on the books for Oregon. So this has been a pretty crazy schedule for them to play, you know, within the first year of the Pac-12, I mean, of the Big Ten.
Yes, but again, like, Michigan is not Michigan of years past.
It's still Michigan. It's still the big house. Like, that's number one. And Michigan just came off of a national championship win. So, and that in itself makes that a huge game on the road and everything. And then, of course, the fifth, sixth game of the season with Ohio State. So if you look at their schedule, it's like, man, 11 games in, they're still not even to the championship game yet. Like, hey, man, they still got Washington, who beat them twice last year. Now, mind you, is this the same Washington team as last year? No. You know, however, there is a rivalry there. And this
they'll
is
be
how,
giving you it you know, all.
You think Wisconsin was going to give it everything. Washington is probably a little bit better than Wisconsin is right now. And so they're going to be giving it everything to beat Oregon. So based on that, this schedule has been tough. But yesterday was a game I didn't think they should have. It shouldn't have been close. It's too many penalties, too much just, it was almost like apathy. It was like they were like, you know, okay, we're here, we got to do this, I guess. We, you know, we got two more wins on the schedule before we get to the championship game. Like, let's go out here and do what we do. And Wisconsin was ready for it, and their defense was ready, and you had a quarterback that threw 98 yards and almost beat you. Seriously, like, you couldn't get it done on 3rd and 10 multiple times. 3rd and long, too many stupid penalties. Like, come on, man. So a lot of stuff was the refs seemed like they were trying to help, you know, both sides with the, what was it? What was that, the first?
Oh, the stupid, fast,
like,
yeah,
abrupt
movement
or something like that. I was
yeah,
like,
they
what?
Called that. I've never seen that called more than like once in a game. They called that, I think, three times.
Yeah, I've never seen it called like a abrupt movement from the D. Like, huh? We were thinking, everybody, even the announcers were kind of like, what is that? I don't think that's a thing.
Me and my buddies were talking about like penalties that aren't really called anymore. And we were like, dude, nobody ever gets called for clipping nowadays.
Clipping.
A clipping that, yeah, and honestly, that. If you look
like,
at that
we
call.
We had a clipping epidemic in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yes,
and, if you look at that call.
Clipping was like, a huge problem back then.
If you look at that call against Wisconsin.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That wasn't a clipping at all. Like, he kind of hit him on the hip, on the thighs. Like, that's
not a clip. Oh, the chop block.
Yeah, the chop block. Excuse me. It was like, yeah, that's not a chop block right there. So I don't know. Some of the calls were a little iffy. So it was funny to hear the commentators, you know, speak on that. But I don't know. I think they needed this this win. It was an ugly win. And sometimes you have to win ugly. And I think that's what they've done. You look at most of their schedule, with the exception of the first game of the season where they're still kind of working things out, and against Boise State, they haven't had any ugly wins. Like, this is the first, they had to really fight and fight back and try to make something happen in the second half. And like, I'm Dylan Gabriel, second half was amazing for the most part. You know, he really didn't miss. He was kind of hit and miss the first half, but second half he was able to make some plays, even with his feet. Like, that's a gutsy win for Oregon, and they're going to need that down the stretch.
To your point, really quickly, Rashad, I do agree that you think after beating Michigan in the Big House like they did, they would go into, you know, a Wisconsin. I get that the wind was an issue, but before that, we did figure out, like, okay, like, Oregon is the much better team than Wisconsin, despite Wisconsin's 2 weeks of preparation. But yeah, a couple of factors. I don't know, like you said, if it was apathy or just like not ready to start the game or just tired and so beat up. I mean, you got no Marcus Harper, you got no Tez Johnson, you've got no Jordan Birch. Like, there's so many of your key pieces that you're missing. You almost lost Justice Lowe. You almost lost Dante Manning. It's just that point in the season where it's really tough after you've been playing so good not to have like that trap game or that game where you kind of have to deal with just a gritty one touchdown performance. I don't even remember the last time the Ducks scored one touchdown and got the win. Usually teams that do that lose, but this is Big 12 or a Big 10 football compared to the Pac-12. And thankfully, Oregon has that big upfront presence and the defense that, oh my goodness, showed up at the end of the game and got physical and really just shut down the Badgers, made it, I would say, at least at the end, just that little sigh of relief, feel a little bit better, but it was close. Not sure it should have been that close.
Well, I've been saying, hell, maybe since the Idaho game, maybe since the Boise State game, because that this defense is going to keep them in a lot of games.
Fast.
And that is right. Exactly what yesterday was again. And there's part of me that, you know, I wonder at some point, is it going to come and bite them in the ass towards the end of the season when they're playing a better team? Where it's, if the defense is left out there too many times, that a better offense, a better team is going to take advantage of that. Because for the second week in a row now, also, the offense against teams you should have looked better against have looked kind of clunky. I mean, Dylan Gabriel yesterday, he was missing throws. He was missing passes. Even some of the completions he had, where he was putting the ball.
Behind players and stuff
like that. Yeah, it was like, it was not his best performance by any means. He kind of started getting it together in the second half when, you know, he needed to most. But even him taking a weird sack towards the end where he essentially tripped and fell
over.
Lost
a shoe and all type of stuff, yeah.
Like, it was just, you get a bye week. Huge, great timing for a bye week after having two games like that. You need to correct some things at home against Washington, because then you're going to go into a Big Ten championship game against either the number two team in the country, who, yes, you already beat. But again, you are going to be going to Indianapolis for that, which, if you are playing either Ohio State or Indiana, Oregon fans, you better travel well. Because that is those two teams are going to be extremely tough. And if you are not playing your best offensively, Indiana has a great offense. Ohio State, they have playmakers all over the field. I mean, we already saw it once. You got to get some things figured out in this bye week and show out against Washington in 2 weeks, because it is go time. It is make or break time. And
absolutely.
I mean, hell, if you, at this point, like, even if you take a loss in the Big Ten championship game, you're probably still going as an at-large team, but you can't take a loss against Washington.
You cannot.
And then take a loss in the Big Ten championship game. At that point, you are asking for trouble. So you need to start finishing strong here.
And you're absolutely crazy if you think that Ohio State hasn't been replaying the end of that game over and over and over again, just in preparation for potentially beating Oregon again, man. So neutral-ish playing field when they play at Lucas Oil Stadium for the Big Ten championship and everything. But man, Oregon has got to figure out this offense, because if it looks anything like it did against Wisconsin, I don't think they'll be able to beat either an Indiana team or Ohio State.
Well, let me quickly point out, just to kind of, I felt like I went a little negative in my first take, so I will wrap this up with saying that Oregon really did you know, get a hard-fought win in a game where only basically one side of the field was able to be scored on. The wind was terrible. I don't know if you heard it in, like, the umpire's mics or the referee's mics while he was on talking to the crowd about penalties, but, like, that whipping wind on the field, neither Wisconsin nor Oregon was able to score on one end of the field. So I'm not sure their offense has as many problems as some Duck fans think. It might just be the fact that they were dealing with the elements, the fact that they were dealing with injury, but really, just look at the fact that they were able to get such a win in such a gritty way. Oregon is a good football team that can beat you in a shutout. They can beat you in a race to the end. You know, last team basically that has the ball wins, but they can also beat you now, we know, in the trenches, which I would say, guys, this is not a type of game that we have usually seen Oregon win before coming to the Big Ten.
Well, it was this game. I mean, even the Boise State game earlier this year at home, I was like, Oregon doesn't usually win those games. They usually F it up somehow.
They beat Idaho by 10. Remember that. Like, that was a game that we all looked at the beginning of the season, like, uh-oh, this could be a tough year. Hey,
that's a scrappy Vandal team, okay? Yeah.
And wasn't this the third time during the season that they were losing at halftime? It was Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Boise State, right, that they were losing at the half, so pretty crazy.
But, I, you know, Jordan, you bring that up, like, winning a ugly game like this and coming out on top, I think when it was 13-6, I said to my friends, I was like, you know, with how bad this game has looked, the fact that we are only down by 7, I was like, this is easily a winnable game.
It's an SEC score. You know, you look at this at the end of the game, and the score is 16-13. That's we've seen that in some national championships with SEC teams. Like, you know, so, I mean, it was a shout-out to the defense, because even though it wasn't high-scoring, it was because the defense was able to do their thing and make and keep Wisconsin out of the end zone, or at least keep them from getting a lot of field goals. So shout-out to that defense that played really well, especially with the big exclamation point at the end, you know, by getting the interception and turnover in the end zone.
And also, I mean, Mateo Uyunglele getting the interception. I thank the gods that we get him as an Oregon Duck for one more year. That guy has been dominant this year. He seems like he just got bigger. I remember in the first game of the year, I'm like, dude, did he grow like 3-4 inches and like shed some baby fat? And just like, he just is an absolute animal. And I am extremely grateful that he not only is an Oregon Duck, but he's an Oregon Duck for one more season. That dude is going to have a hell of an NFL career.
He's a beast.
He is amazing.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.